This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to W Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. We're about to get into chapter 10 of the book of Revelation here today. And I thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. I thank you for joining me here today and taking 15 minutes. We are about to get into our program today, Revelation chapter 10. In the meantime, I invite you out to Island Community Church. That would be tonight at 6 o'clock. We are in Revelation chapter 13, the famous chapter 13, looking at the famous Antichrist. That's here tonight, 6 o'clock tonight, 6 to around 7:15. I invite you to come out to Island. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We'd love to see you tonight at 6. Sunday mornings, we just started a new series in the book of James, and that was just started that last Sunday with an introduction to James. And, of course, you're barely done with the introduction when James hits you with, "Count it all joy when you fall," into various trials, that is, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And that's where we left off. If you'd like to hear that, you can go to my website, wgodradio.com, and click on the link that says prior broadcast. You can email me, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll mail you the disc for free. You can go to the Facebook page. You'll see them uploaded on there by liking our page, WGOD Radio. It's a variety of different ways. Sunday night, we just started a new series 2 weeks ago looking at the parables of Jesus. We left off with a parable of the soils 2 weeks ago. And last Sunday night, we looked at the parable of the wheat and the tares. Did you know that not everyone that's in the church, not everyone that's in the kingdom, in the visible kingdom of God, not everyone is of God? That was the great mystery that Jesus taught, that while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. That program as well, I encourage you to listen to that. Go to my website, wgodradio.com, and you can hear that program, The Parable of the Wheat and the tares. In the meantime, we're in Revelation chapter 10 today. Let's pick it up in verse 1. Now, let me set the groundwork here for chapter 10. Now, chapter 10 introduces an interlude between the sixth and the seventh trumpets, as much as chapter 7 was an interlude between the sixth and the seventh seals. This interlude extends from chapter 10, verse 1, where we're looking at today, all the way up to chapter 11, verse 14. Now, chapter 11, verse 14 is where we have the seventh trumpet, the last trumpet, where, according to the word of God, the mystery of God will be finished. Seventh trumpet. But now, starting here today, we've got an interlude, something that's not going here chronologically in time as other portions of this book are. No corresponding interlude exists between the sixth and the seventh bowl judgment. So we've got the interlude in seals. That's chapter 7. We have the interlude in trumpets. That's starting today up until the death and the resurrection of the two witnesses, chapter 11. So that's where we're at here today, Revelation chapter 10, verse 1. Now I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud and a rainbow on his head, and his face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. Now I stop for a minute. People have been arguing for years who this is. Some people think it's the Lord Jesus, but no, I don't. No, Jesus is not an angel. I don't want to even say in this text that this is only an angel, because as we look at this, man, oh man, this is an awesome angel. Just picture this as I read this to you if you're unable to open your Bible. I saw a mighty angel coming down from heaven, having been clothed with a cloud and a rainbow on his head. His face was like the sun, his feet like pillars of fire, having in his hand a scroll, having been opened. He put his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and he cried out with a loud voice as when a lion roars. And when he cried out, the seven thunders uttered their voices. That's Revelation chapter 10. Verses 1 through 3. The Lord Jesus? No. I could see why some faithful expositors would believe that because of this description. It's kind of similar to some of the descriptions in chapter 1. Well, of the Lord in chapter 1, I believe it's burnished bronze. And here it's sort of similar to that. Here it's feet like pillars of fire and his face like the sun and a rainbow on his head. So, this is just an awesome description, as the text calls it, a mighty angel. It's not the Lord. It's a mighty angel. I think it makes it clear to us that it's a mighty angel because the text says that it is. It's not the Lord Jesus. It's a mighty angel, clothed with a cloud, rainbow on his head, face shining like the sun. I believe his face is shining like the sun because he's just been in the presence of God. This is what happened to people when they're in the presence of God. You read about Moses, who was in the presence of God, and his face shone like the sun as well. Matter of fact, it shone so much he had to put a veil over his face because his face was shining. Anytime you're in the presence of Almighty God, as I would imagine, I've never met anyone that's been in his presence. The Lord says to us that no one can see me and live. Now, I don't quite understand how that worked with Moses. He even said to Moses, I think it's Exodus chapter 33, you won't see my face. You'll see all my goodness from behind as I pass by you, but no one can see me and live. Also says here that he's holding a scroll. Now, a different scroll than the one that the Lamb was loosing the seals of. And verse 3, now he cries out with a loud voice like the roaring of a lion. And what he says must be some kind of direction or some kind of orders for someone to do something. And for the only time in this book here now, instead of revealing the contents to us, John is instructed to conceal the contents from us. We don't know what it is that he said. He cried out with a loud voice as when a lion roars. And when he cried out, the seven thunders uttered their own voices. Now, when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying, seal up the things which the seven thunders have spoken and write them not. And the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land, he raised up his right hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever. Can you see this? Boy, talk about taking the stand. Now, here's this angel. He's got a foot on the water, one foot on the land, in essence, putting his left hand on a stack of Bibles and raising up his right hand, and he's swearing or taking an oath in the name of God, and this is what he says. Well, he just says that there should be no more delay. That's verse 6. He swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heaven and the things in it, the earth and the things in it, the sea and the things in it, that there should be no more delay. Verse 7. But in the days of the voice, or the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, whenever he is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants, the prophets. Speaks for itself, doesn't it? At the last trumpet, it's all over. See, this is why this relates perfectly to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. It says this, it says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed." You see, when you read that, it has to lead you to say, well, is there a series of trumpets somewhere? He says, all this is going to happen. That's the famous, the two really famous rapture passages in the Bible. And he says that all this is going to happen and take place at the last trumpet. It forces you to go through the Bible and look to see if there is a series of trumpets anywhere. And we're looking at it right here and now. We are right in the middle of the series of trumpets. Look at what the Bible says happens at the sounding of the last trumpet. Again, Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, out of my King James Version. "But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets." In other words, at the last trumpet, this is it. It's all over at the last trumpet. The mystery of God will be finished. Paul says, "I tell you a mystery." See, this is something that hasn't been known to anyone. Peter didn't know it. Moses didn't know it. Elijah didn't know it. Enoch didn't know it. Abraham didn't know it. Isaac or Jacob, nobody knew this. Paul didn't know it prior to this. "I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep." Now, sleep is a euphemism for dying. We will not all die, but we will be changed. Metalaxin means to change forms. We shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. At the last trumpet, that's it. Everything's over. And that goes right in line with what we're reading here. "In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he's about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants, the prophets." So I think we're about out of time here for today. We'll pick it up here looking at the rest of chapter 10 in our next program. And then we'll pick it up after that as we start to get into one of my favorite places in the Bible, is looking at the two witnesses. Not so much who they are. People have been speculating for years who they are. We don't know who they are. But this I will tell you, friend, everyone within the sound of my voice here today, that I believe that this is going to happen in your lifetime. I believe you will see these two witnesses with your own eyes. And the Bible says they have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy, which is 1,260 days. Divide that by a Hebrew 30-day calendar, and what do you got? You got 3.5 years with no rain. And I say to you, be on the lookout for the man driving the Zephyr Hills truck at the end of this age, friend. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon on WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All truth,